Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Anderson on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPIN.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard,
and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dale here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hef Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Riley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
We're back on WPTF. And we got less than an hour. And I'm losing my voice. That's good. I won't need it for a couple of weeks. So we're heading to Melissa and I are celebrating a 50th wedding anniversary, and we did last weekend when it actually. But this is something more. We're going to Denmark and Norway, where it is cooler.
You're escaping the heat.
We are definitely escaping the heat.
Good
so,
timing.
Yeah. So
you got to learn a new language.
That's okay. I don't have to.
Nordic.
Yeah. Yeah, I look forward to it. My brother-in-law is Danish, so it's, I guess, a similar cadence, similar language. Yeah. But
Danish I know is a good eatery.
Oh, they have good food. They have good food over there.
They do. Yeah. Oh, goodness.
So, and I've got one of those patches behind my ear. Put it on last night to try to keep from motion sickness. Boy, you're talking about a dry mouth. Yeah, it is really dried me up this morning. But all right, we got some folks on the line. Bobby is next. Bobby, good morning. You're on WPTF. Hey, Bobby.
Potatoes and tomatoes.
Tomatoes and potatoes.
Potatoes. last year I had blossom end rot, and I might have put too much lime. Question the potatoes. Look like they've got look like black ulcers on them. all over spots, black spots that look like an ulcer all over them. And my tomatoes are beautiful. The vines are beautiful. The tomatoes are beautiful. When they ripen, they're very mealy. They have no taste. Could lime have caused those two troubles?
It's hard to overlime.
That's what I thought.
To get it too alkaline. I mean, yes, scientifically and theoretically it's possible, but so rare to see it. And I don't know that it would cause either one of those issues. What is it, all the tomatoes, or is it a certain variety?
No, I've got a Cherokee Purple, Big Beef, and
Better Boy. Are you waiting to pick them when they get completely ripe off the vine?
I've tried it both ways.
Because sometimes when we have this much rain, the tomato grows so fast and it gets overripe in a blink of an eye. Almost any tomato, and especially the heirloom varieties, will get mealy when they get overripe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've tried it both ways. Is it likely that this will correct itself? The vines are loaded with tomatoes. Is it likely that it'll...
I would think so. I just can't see any way that it's related to maybe you had it a little too alkaline and put a little too much lime to it. I am not as much up on the potato possibilities out of that. But I don't. Sometimes weather can affect the flavor of things. I will tell you one thing: if it happens in the next 2 weeks, you got a real problem because we're getting ready to get hot and dry here.
Exactly.
So that should be a pretty swing back the other direction.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, I'll just live with it. And I was hoping it would have a solution, but
if it does persist, I would probably send in and get some soil tests done.
Okay.
It might be something else besides the lime and too alkaline going on that's contributing to that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate it. Let's go to, go to Rhonda. Hey, Rhonda. Hello, Rhonda.
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, Rhonda. I didn't hear you first. Rhonda Garrison, good morning to you. How's everything on the coast of North Carolina?
Yeah, hot and sticky.
It's hot and sticky, yeah. So
we didn't get the little break y'all did this morning.
Oh, you didn't, huh?
But I am sitting on my screened-in porch shucking corn.
Shucking corn. Well, that's good for the Corn Growers Association. You need to. I was going to work that in anyway because I've seen some beautiful corn coming up all around Central North Carolina.
It is, you know, I have really traveled the state here the last 2 or 3 weeks. And granted, growth stage, it's all over the place because, you know, some of it's only been in the ground 2 or 3 weeks.
Right.
And I had one farmer tell me yesterday that he had 100 acres left that he wanted to plant corn, but it's just too late. And so he's switching to beans. But, you know, you'll see some that's knee high and you'll see some that's sapling. And this is what I'm shucking today is sweet corn from here in New Hanover County that was planted the last week of March.
Wow.
Man. Well, I've had some good corn this year.
Well, and I haven't eaten any of this yet, but, I do this. For our summer board meeting in August, we have a low country boil.
Oh, boy.
And so this is going straight into the freezer to be held for that low country boil.
Very good.
The first weekend in August. You don't feed corn growers corn from the food distributors.
I'm sure. So you growing anything besides corn down there?
Well, I bought a house with a yard that was not in great shape, and it is a work in progress. And excuse me, Jerry, I'll have to tell you, my tomatoes are out of this world.
Well, I like to hear that.
Yeah.
They are just growing like mad, and we they've got tomatoes on them, but you only get direct sun really from about 2 o'clock on, and so the fruit takes a long time to ripen. But I've always known that. But in fact, one of them, the wind kept on beating it up, and so I finally got it secured with multiple securement methods, and then I had to cut the top out of it because it just, you know, the wind just kept on catching it, blowing it down whenever we were having storms practically every day. But they are super healthy. They've got their marigolds planted underneath them, and they're just living their best life out here.
I used to have trouble thinking, oh, you're cutting off tomatoes, but I've learned it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't kill a tomato.
Nope.
Cut the top off it before it starts falling down and breaking.
Well, and that was the point, is that some of it, you know, some of those, it had fallen down so many times, that particular plant had fallen down so many times that the stalks were damaged, and so they had to come off one way or the other, either by me cutting them or by breaking them. But anyway, we are really excited about this year's corn crop, particularly, you know, after last year. But you know how farmers are. We're cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I certainly would be as things really heat up here for summer.
But I didn't get a chance to call you for all of your anniversaries. So
oh, I know.
Anniversary for all of them.
Yeah, I've had a bunch of them this year.
Yeah, you have. And you're going to have a great time in Europe. I was headed to Alaska this time last year. And this year I have to stick out the heat just like everybody else.
Yeah, I'm glad to be missing that, but I'm sure it'll still be here when I get back.
But anyway, my yard's coming right along. I'm kind of down to putting out grass. And, I had a sinkhole in my backyard that I put 20 yards of dirt in.
Oh, my gosh.
And I hauled it back there with a wheelbarrow.
That's a good exercise program.
It sure is.
You know, it was. I could haul four wheelbarrows in a day before I just was wore out. And it took me about 6 or 8 weeks, I guess, maybe. I just sat on my driveway, and I went out there and worked on it as I could. And anyway, I'm ready to put grass on it now, and my neighbor's dog is working. That's not my dog. Anyway, I have a board member up at Arapahoe that grows turf, and so I'm going to go up there here in the next couple of weeks and get some sod from him.
Very
and,
good.
Put that out, and I continue to struggle with my centipede. I've never had centipede before, so I'm probably overmanaging it. Because all I've ever had was fescue in Bermuda. So
yeah, centipede doesn't like he'd even know it's there.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. But I was up in D.C. last week, and boy, I came back, and I had to combine the stuff. It had just grown like
crazy. I bet so. Well, Miss Rhonda, always good hearing from you.
Well, thank you.
Keep calling. We'll pray for a good crop of corn this year.
Yeah, thank you for that.
All right.
Listen, y'all take care. Bye.
You too.
Bye, Gerald.
You too.
We'll see you.
Bye.
Take care.
Okay. 10:20 WPTF time. More coming up on The Weekend Gardener. All right, we're back on WPTF at 10:24. We need to talk to Johnny. He's been waiting a while. I thought I had talked to Johnny, but it was really a Charlie. So it's gotten very confusing. Also, we'll talk with next week's host of The Weekend Gardener, Tom Campbell. Melissa and I are heading out of town. We'll talk to him coming up here, and Jane. Johnny, what say you?
Email last night.
Oh, Johnny's carrying on his own conversation. Well, Johnny? Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go to Tom Campbell. Tom, good morning, sir.
My own conversation.
Yeah, I mean, are you talking to Lib or somebody else, or are you talking to us?
She's in the car. We've been listening to y'all while we were out running around doing some errands this morning.
Okay, did we...
lots of interesting topics.
Yeah, we made some sense. I kind of felt like you'd call here when you heard about the Gerald Adams and tomatoes, because you got some tomatoes, right?
I have them, and they're coming off, and they are delicious.
We had Craig LaHoulier on maybe 2 weeks ago. I think it was 2 weeks ago. And
I hadn't talked to him in a while. Hey, I got to ask you a question. Why Norway?
I don't know. one reason, the first reason was it was, since I'm still working 6 days a week, it was, and I have a lot of vacation, but I like to spread it out. But this was an 8 day, basically, trip. We go 8 to 10 days. That's the main reason.
To go see the Northern Lights.
I don't know if we'll go up that far. There's some Viking trips that do go up into northern. We'll be around the southern part of Norway, from Bergen to Oslo, and there and several of them. But that was the first reason. But we hadn't been. We've been to Denmark, but not to Norway. And I've just always been fascinated. And plus, it's cool. I figured in June it'd be really hot here, so that's another reason.
Well, Viking is absolutely the best. I mean, they think of everything.
They take care of you. There's no doubt about it. I need taking care of.
I wouldn't say that.
No, well, so, Tom, I want to publicly tell you how appreciative I am of you coming in and hosting this show next week. It's always
a
help.
Because I mean, every time I'm on or every time I host, I just get lots of people that I run into and say, "Oh, I heard you on Weekend Garden."
Yeah, it's a good feeling. It really is. You as a radio and a TV guy, you know how important it is.
So. Well, everybody told me I had a wonderful face for radio.
Oh, yeah.
You did darn well at TV for a lot of years.
Radio's still my favorite, though.
Yeah, it's a lot looser. TV is
so much more personal.
Yeah, and TV is so rehearsed, and we have to be on time here, but still, it's not as loose as we had it here.
We rehearse all the time.
We rehearse and rehearse.
Yeah, I've been there. I know about that rehearsal.
Yeah,
with Rufus coming in as the opening theme is playing.
Do you do that, Rufus? You come in the opening theme?
Sure.
Wave the camera and then sit down.
Opening scene.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Tom, I still miss NC Spin.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, people talk to me all the time about it. And that one woman there, they said, "Haven't seen you on the NC Spin lately." I said, "Well, I guess not. It's been about 5 years."
Well, fella told me, "Watch me every week."
How about that?
You must have a videotape player.
So, everything looking good in your yard?
Oh, it is. And it's sort of as a science experiment. We planted some pickling cucumbers this year, and they've been fascinating to watch them grow. And, boy, those boogers just grow overnight. I mean, they're something.
What are you going to do with them, just for salads? Or pickle them?
Lib made 8 pints of sweet pickle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she told me not to tell anybody because she's not giving any of them away. She wants to use them for her chicken salad. And
oh, yum.
I don't blame
her.
But it was a lot of fun. She'd made them before, but I'd never participated in the process before. It's a lengthy process making pickles, not like making pigs.
It is. Yeah, Melissa's made bread and butter pickles before, but it is. I love pickles. Tom, we're coming up on the news. You can hang on or go.
I'm going to let you go.
All right.
You can see if you can find Johnny, but I'm looking forward to being with y'all next week.
And I'll try and call you from Norway next week.
Great, Tom. I'll try to come on time.
Yeah. Take care, Brother Tom.
Dr.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you, my friend. Bye. Great Tom Campbell, Hall of Famer. More coming up on WPTF's Weekend Gardener. All right, we're back on WPTF at 10:33. Weekend Gardener here. You know, all of the, especially with this heat, you've got to make sure your car is going. This is the period when we get these real high temperatures that your battery suffers. And then it may not show up until it gets real cold. And it's just something you need to check on every chance you get. And one way is to go to King's Auto Service. They can check that 12-volt battery and give you an idea on how long it's going to last. Because of all the electronics in cars now, they don't seem to last as long, but I don't know, maybe your situation's different. A lot of other things to get checked. The air filters are so important. You know, we got all kinds of leaves and pine needles and things, just a lot of things dropping. And, of course, the pollen, bad pollen this year that we had. So you need to get all the filters checked, the belts and hoses and tires, brakes. Get a good safety check, especially if you're getting ready to go on a trip of some kind. And they can do it all. For the Japanese and American cars at King's Auto Service, they'll give it a good checkout. And they have certified hybrid technicians at King's that are ready to diagnose and give you an available option for that high-voltage battery pack for less than the dealer will charge for the replacement in case it goes out. And they last a pretty good while. But call King's today for that courtesy battery analysis. King's Auto Service, easy to find at 1039 Northwest Street in downtown Raleigh, kingautomotive.net. And they really do it all. Smart folks, Dean Bailey, and you aren't going to find anybody smarter than him in the automobile world, auto world. So check them out. King's Auto Service, since 1946, they've been around and doing it right. All right, Jane is with us. Jane, thanks for your patience. How can we help you today?
I've got two questions for you this morning. I appreciate you taking my call. First of all, would like to say thank you to Gerald. I have six of the most beautiful tomatoes in my garden right now that I bought from him in April, and I am already eating them.
Good for you.
You know, Duke's mayonnaise, it's wonderful. So I'm so appreciative of good tomatoes.
Yes, ma'am. How about that?
So my first question is related to camellias. I have about 10 Yuletide camellias on the back of my house.
NC State fan, huh?
No, actually, no.
Okay, I didn't want you to be that blunt, but that's fine. I'll shut up.
I'm like Rufus. I pull for the Tar Heels, but I'm also a Mountaineer because I went to Appalachia.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah. I like the Yuletide, too.
Yes. Yeah, so, they have never thrived in this particular area on the foundation of the back of my house. So this fall, I'm really planning to replace them. But I cannot throw away a camellia. Mm-hmm. And they're viable enough that I want to transplant them. Mm-hmm. So my question is, I know I should transplant them in the fall, and I'm willing to sacrifice a year of blooms if necessary. Would it make sense to prune them back now, get them all about the same size, a little more manageable for transplanting in the fall, or is that a bad idea?
How big are they, tall and wide?
Some of them vary from 2 feet tall to 5 feet tall, but they're not lush and thick. They're leggy.
Got a big root system and stuff.
I wouldn't, Jane, put the stress on them now because it's a stress.
Right.
I'm like you. I cannot throw away a camellia. I've got about 80 on my place. I don't know what Gerald and Amanda think, but at this time of the year, it's stressed to prune one.
Right.
This week, these next 2 weeks, very little gardening should be happening besides watering and maybe fertilizing, but it's just going to be so blasted hot. Have you figured out, I mean, not to derail you from your moving your camellias, but you know, they like a little more acidity, and sometimes they will just kind of get leggy and not do so well if the soil has a higher pH. And so I would recommend doing a soil test. It's free right now through the NC State NC Soil Lab. And you can get your free boxes and forms and assistance at your local cooperative extension office. But really, like, that can Yuletide's a tough plant. It should flower for you. So a lot of times they will suffer if the pH is not right and the fertility is not correct. So I would I would try to get to the bottom of that first. Okay. And if you're still hell-bent on moving them, do it in the area that you're going to move them to make sure that the soil conditions are right for them. But 2 to 5 feet tall, moving a Yuletide, how long have they been in the ground?
Some of them for 10 years.
Oh, my goodness, and they're only 2 to 5 feet tall?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, so they're definitely get to the bottom of the soil situation. Okay. Have you ever fertilized them? Do you fertilize them every year?
I fertilize, not every year, but I have fertilized a little bit, but no, I don't do it every year.
That could be part of the problem, too, sometimes. They're tough plants, and they'll persist, but they won't thrive. So get a soil test done wherever you're going to grow them. But 2 to 5 feet tall is not too big to move a camellia in the fall time, so I wouldn't worry about them too much.
Okay. All right. Appreciate that. So then my second question, on my hands and knees, I'm a vegetable garden, weeding, because every year I get the same weed. It's very low growing. And to me, the little leaf looks like a portulaca, if that's the way that I can describe it. But we till every year. We even cover the soil with black plastic in the wintertime, trying to bake it out. And it just comes back every year. And
is it real flat?
It is very flat, yes.
You know which one it is?
Is it a purslane or which is?
I bet you that when you pull it, does it have milky sap that comes out of it?
A little bit, yeah. It's like the purslane. Yeah, it looks like that.
Yeah, so that's a type of euphorbia spurge. And yeah, that is one that if you don't get it weeded at the right time, it will come back over and over and over, and it has a very long shelf life.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to pull up the thing. I'll look at it over the break.
Hold on a second, Jane. We'll take a break and come back to you. And we'll also talk to the great historian of North Carolina and of the CIA, J.C. Knowles.
J.C. Knowles.
Coming up on the Weekend Gardeners, 1040. We're talking tomatoes and sundry things off the air here. But Jane is back.
Okay, Jane. So the weed, I pulled it up. So it's prostrate spurge or spotted spurge, but the scientific name is Euphorbia maculata. And it really is a terrible, terrible weed. It takes a long time to pull up, and unfortunately,
if it ever blooms, it's got a gazillion little tiny seeds, and evidently they're viable for a long time.
They are. There's really no way to just keep pulling it, and keep pulling it. Don't let it go to seed. But even if you put down like mulch, if you really have to, it'll come back.
They'll grow. Put newspaper down before.
They'll grow in cement. I've seen them in cement.
Cracks.
I believe it.
And you know the other downside of them is you can't because they flower so quickly, they'll flower when they've got like 3 or 4 leaves on them. So and the seeds will be viable even if you spray it with an herbicide. The best thing you can do is keep pulling them, make sure they don't go to seed as best you can see. But putting down a pre-emergent will slow them down as well. Because there's such a if you've let even a couple of them go, they make thousands of seeds. And so get a pre-emergent down, look at your soil, look at the label, whatever product you choose, but usually putting down something every, 3 months can slow down the amount you have to pull, but you'll still have to pull something. And unfortunately, good luck. It is a common, it comes in on, nursery pots sometimes, and you know, it may not even be something you had. It might've been something you bought a plant and you brought it into your garden and there it is.
I knew a guy that loved them, by the way.
Oh, really?
Had them everywhere in his house.
They are native.
Where are you from in the mountains, Jane?
Well, I'm from Durham and lived in Raleigh. Well, from Durham and Oxford, but I went to Appalachian for school.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, everybody loves.
I actually played basketball up there back in the 80s. So.
By golly. How about
I had four brothers that went there. I don't know what happened to me.
I got a great education there. I love the mountains.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody who's going, I've never talked to anybody who didn't love going to school there. Draws them back. Well, thank you, Jane. Good luck.
Yep. Thank you all very much. Have
a
good weekend.
You too. The head of the CIA and the MI6, J.C. Knowles, is with us.
Good morning, folks.
J.C., what's going on?
Well, everything seems to be rolling along pretty good. First, I want to say, I was really sorry of the passing of Charlie Gaddy.
Yeah.
We had lunch together about 5 weeks ago, and we were planning on getting together at least once a month.
Yeah.
And I sure am sorry of his passing.
I know. And he was one of a kind, as are you.
Yeah. And
J.C., you can turn your radio down get to it.
Okay.
Did you get to it?
J.C.,
turn your radio down.
Okay. And, Mike, I'm sorry to hear you're not going to be there next week.
Well, I got to have a day off once in a while, but I can't.
Of course.
I could probably host it from Norway, but I don't know.
But you can't sing happy birthday to me that far.
That's right. Well, why don't we sing happy birthday to you today?
Right now.
Next Saturday is my birthday.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure that
are
Tom.
Are you 50 yet?
Yeah. You put about 40 some onto that 50 and you'll make it right.
Yeah.
Right, JC?
Yeah. All right, yeah.
Well, why don't we sing happy birthday to JC
right now?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear JC. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll be 97 years old.
Wow.
Bless
good
you.
For you, JC.
Yeah, the good Lord has blessed me.
He sure has.
And of course, my association with people like you, Rufus and Mike and others, it has made life so much enjoyable.
Well, I hope so, JC. You brought a lot of.
We want to see you at the good old boys on Tuesday, JC.
I'm planning on being there. Steve has already told me he would take me, so of course I have to depend on somebody to take me places and all. But I'm enjoying life. I love it. I put out my little North Carolina minute. Y'all get them.
Absolutely.
And I enjoy. And by the way, today is the 194th anniversary of the destruction of our first state capitol.
Oh.
Oh, goodness.
On June 21st, 1831. And it destroyed a beautiful marble statue of George Washington, which was said to be one of the top 10 greatest works of art in the United States at that time.
Canova? Was it Canova?
Yeah,
Antonio Canova was
a sculptor.
Did they save the mold? How did that come about that we got the one over?
They found the plaster model that Canova made in Italy, and they made another plaster mold of it and gave it to the state. And then in 1970, they got a marble statue made of it.
Right, so it's right in the middle of the Capitol.
1970.
The rotunda, yeah.
Yeah. But
he's in a Roman toga, which some people just say, "How George Washington in a toga?"
But, yeah.
Right.
But the definition for that was that Canova considered him to be the greatest Roman of them all.
Interesting.
How about that? And the building was on the same site as the one now.
On the same site, yeah. And the building that's there now, it was completed in 1840, and it cost $536,000.
Wow.
Wow.
Larger than the state budget, as I recall.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know what it would cost to replace it today.
Irreplaceable.
Yeah. Certainly is.
Yeah, I spent 10 wonderful years.
Yeah, it's got its own beautiful history.
Yeah, and ghosts, too.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can verify that. I was in my office in the Capitol for 8 years.
Yeah, it was when you were Secretary of State.
Yeah, and I would hear things up in the upper part, J.C., rambling around. And I swear to goodness, one time I was sitting in my little office, and the chamber music came on. I thought, okay, who's trying to pull the joke on me? So I got up out of my little office, walked into the House chambers, and it stopped. Okay, I walked back to my office that faces Hillsborough Street, and it commenced again. And don't tell me that place has not got some haunts in it.
Oh, man.
And people used to say you're hearing things or seeing things, or maybe you had a drink. I heard rambling up in the top rafters at times, doors slam. Anyway, you know more about the Capitol than I do.
Well, there's some ghosts in the Capitol, but in 1965, I went up to take some pictures, and I wanted to go up on the roof of the building to get a picture of Federal Street. And as I was coming down, there's a trap door there, and I asked the gentleman, what was it? He said, that's how you get in the attic up over the Senate chambers. I said, well, Lord, I'd love to go in there and see. And he said, well, it don't have no light or nothing. I said, hey. And, of course, with my business and antiques and all, I always carried a flashlight and a camera. And so he let me go in there. And as I was leaving, I looked over in the northwest corner of the attic, and I saw a big red spot about 12 inches in diameter. Oh. And I said, Mr. Ferguson, look, it's something red over there. And I crawled across the rafters over there, and when I reached it, what I pulled out was a Confederate flag.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And we believe that was the last flag to fly over the Capitol when Sherman came to town in 1865, and they took and hid it so it would not be destroyed.
Wow.
And I've got... What happened to that flag, J.C.? Because I've never heard that.
I've got it in my house.
Wonderful.
I told Mr. Ferguson, I said, Mr. Ferguson, I sure love to have it. He said, well, it's not mine. I can't give it to you, but I'll see. And I told my wife when I got home, I said, Lord, I found a flag, and I'd love to have that thing. 2 days later, he called me, and he said, are you the man that found that flag in the attic? I said, yeah. He said, well, they said you could have it, so come get it.
Wow.
Or we're going to send it to the furnace to have it burnt.
Wow.
And man.
And, of course, I took off for the Capitol right quick.
I bet.
And I had it cleaned, and then I took it out of state to have the material tested, and it did test to be over 100 years old.
Wow.
So we know it's an authentic flag, and we think it's the last one.
My goodness, that was a real find, J.C.
Yeah, I'm privileged. I have several things that I really don't know what I'm gonna do with them when I die. But I got the four original plaques that were posted at the Wright Brothers Memorial.
Wow!
Showing when the flight was and who the pilot was and all.
Wow.
I'll probably. Of course, I'm planning on, and we're working on it. The man who wrote the Wright Brothers, he was raised at Oxford Orphanage.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
And
where you were.
I consider him a brother.
Yes.
And we're planning on putting an exhibit in our museum up there of this man, Captain Bill Tate.
Yeah.
Wow. So we'll put those plaques up there with pictures of him and this sort of thing.
J.C.,
well, everything's going to be beautiful.
We're running out of time. You got a joke for us?
Yeah, this lady went to her doctor and said, Doctor, I want you to see if you can help my son. He said, well, I hope I can. What's wrong with him? She said, well, he hangs around the house all day doing nothing but making mud pies. And the doctor said, well, you know, that's kind of common. And the mother said, well, I don't think it's common. And his wife don't think so either.
Oh, JC, you got a million of them.
Well, Mike, have a happy vacation.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it so much, JC.
JC, call us next week, JC.
Love all of you.
We love you, too. Hey, call next week, they can sing happy birthday to you again. If you can stand
what?
It. I call next week, and they can sing happy birthday to you again.
Okay. Yeah, I'll call. Okay.
All right.
Have a great vacation.
Thank you, JC. Bye-bye. All right. Well,
yeah, amazing.
I know. Be 97. He has educated so many people in history and antiques and so forth. I was on the school board for many, many years in Wake County, too. So, yeah, he's an institution and the head of the CIA and MI6. So... he's got his.
Amanda, do you know what CIA is?
I don't.
The Chitlin Investigative Agency.
It's the Chitlin Club, CIA. But, we now have a MI6.
Oh.
Dude.
What's that one?
Yeah, well, that's just real. That's undercover. That's real.
Okay.
Yeah, don't divulge too much.
That's Bond stuff.
You get hauled up for the high tribunal.
Oh. That's right, and you're before the CIA. It's terrible. It's just a terrible feeling. All right,
he knows he's been
before it. The tuxedo man. Gerald, I hope you can come back soon.
Sure, anytime. I'm on cruise control now.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm trying to recuperate.
Yeah. So, Amanda, I want you back too, please.
Yes, sir. I'd love to come back
all
anytime.
All right, we'll work that out.